Hey, when we had a pilot on, I was thinking about this when I was flying yesterday and using the lavatory.
What were we doing there?
When we had a pilot on, did we ask him what happens when you flush? Does it go into a big septic tank that they clean out at the airport, or does it just go into the sky?
Go into the sky.
It has a tank.
And then it falls to the earth as doo-doo hail or something?
No, it goes into a tank, but sometimes... Why do they have to empty that in the air? Because it gets too full?
No, they don't. This is what happens when people get... You're talking about when people get hit by blue ice?
Yeah.
That's what they call it? No, that's when the tank has sprung a leak. And it leaks out onto the fuselage. And, of course, it freezes at those high temperatures. At those high altitudes, I'm sorry. And it freezes and then clumps of it fall off the plane in flight. And that's when people get hit with...
Doo-doo hail.
Don't call it that. Blue ice is what.
Quoting Junior Miller.
So when
taco
you
taco period.
Oh,
George, man, when you go number one or number two or number three on a plane, it goes into
what's number three?
It goes into a tank, and that tank is emptied once they land.
Yes.
Okay.
Horrible job.
Because you know, I was also on a train a couple of days ago. And
I think they prank the guys out there on the tarmac too. They spray them with the doo-doo hose.
I went into the bathroom on the train, and it said, do not flush while in a station.
Yes. Oh, have you seen the...
So
watch.
That just goes right onto the tracks.
Yes. Yeah. Watch when you're on a train over there in Europe. You hit the flush, and you'll see the flap open, and you'll see the tracks going up underneath you.
And so they don't want you to flush in a station because that's where everybody stands around.
Right.
They don't want it stinking. They went behind somebody's house a mile down the tracks.
Which, so, how do they get away with that?
I don't know, but if you're making the most dreaded of runs in the station, you just have to leave it?
If you do dookie there?
Yeah.
Would y'all just...
Well, they don't want
you... Why don't you talk off the air about this?
They don't want
the
you
show.
Flushing it there. They want you to do dookie, like,
okay.
well,
if you can't help it.
While the train is at full speed.
Can't help it.
So that it scatters it on the
track. If you
got
to go, you got to go, and the train happens to be stopped. You just got to leave
well,
it.
Well, no, you can go, but then you wait to flush once the train's gone.
So stay in there until the train leaves, and then flush your evil.
But you got to be in your seat for the train to leave, right? Because the conductor's going to come through. You can't just hole up in the lavatory.
So you have to, seat.
You have to leave a surprise for somebody.
That's what I was thinking, that you had to leave.
That's called leaving a Dunham.
No, it's not.
Yes. Yes.
No, it's not. I'm
up
not the
here
one.
At this bathroom.
He was one over there doing some log work, not me.
I didn't do any log work on the plane or in the train. All of this was number one that I was doing.
Okay.
You ever done that on a plane?
Wow.
I think I've gone number two or number three on a plane one time.
No, never.
And it's so awful, but it was one of those where you had to.
I don't want to hear about this.
But it's so awful because you're on a plane, and so nobody has good aim. And so you've got to clean the seat yourself.
Yes, and you're in such a confined space.
Yeah, it's hard to...
With it.
Right. And when you pull your pants down, you don't want them to touch the floor in any way because it's so filthy.
I'm really about to vomit.
And then the people that sit right by the bathroom, they recognize how long you were in there.
Yes.
Right.
When they hear the
that's why
when they hear the explosion and the scream.
Well, thankfully the plane's noisy.
When I go in for number one, that's why I always try to go as quickly as possible, so that when I come out, everybody in the cabin knows. Oh, he clearly did just number one,
mm-hmm.
So it's not a big deal. But if you're in there for a long time, like if you're waiting in line and the lady comes out and she's been in there for 5 minutes.
Oh,
everybody
I'm warning you right
knows.
Now.
And right. It's like she's got that's a scarlet letter on.
That's why you
got
to put a timer on
yourself.
What
does the scarlet letter say?
What letter
it's
is
a
it?
Giant number two or three. Or if
there's
it's a letter,
P.
It's a D for dookie.
Duty.
Oh, my God.
That's why you got to put a... that's why sometimes if you are going to do the evil, you need to put a timer on yourself to make it real kind of murky. I don't
do
know. That
evil.
May have just been... the stand-up variety, because it's only in there for a minute, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you had a shy bladder.
Do as much as you can in a minute's time, and then get out of there as fast as possible.
But then what if the bomber is not finished?
Well, you have to take your chances on that.
Or you're not clean.
Like a minute and a half, like the egg timer goes off, and the guy's mid-draw.
Most of the time, you ought to be able to do it.
So anyway,
your payload and get out of there.
So anyway, Craig did log work is what we're reporting here.
I just did number one.
All right, that's enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that enough?
Sure.
Haven't we done enough damage to broadcasting?
Yeah, I think so. All right, 9:30 on Sports Radio 13.